You are listening to the Frilla Bros Tech Podcast, episode 91, Bad Ideas.
So do you share videos?
I wanted to do a different introduction.
Go for it.
Do it. Just because it's funny. Did you know that this week Facebook announced that it's out of ideas?
Did it now? I can tell.
It did. Yeah. To your video sharing thing.
Yeah.
I love these two paragraphs here. Facebook has continued to grow since, but other services have grown faster. Facebook's response, from its new privilege perspective, has been to behave with a mixture of jealousy and ruthlessness. It blatantly ripped off Snapchat with Poke, which was a flop. It responded to the rise of messaging apps with a messaging app of its own, which was a success. It released a clear Instagram ripoff, which was a failure, before buying Instagram. They also recently did hashtags. Today, Instagram founder Kevin Systrom took the stage to give an uncharacteristically forced and wooden speech about a new video feature in his app. The invitation on the event said, "A small team has been working on a big idea." Systrom's script included more than once the phrase, "This changes everything." The app, in every important way, resembles Twitter's suddenly popular Vine, which I got another paragraph, but before that, I love the photo on BuzzFeed. It says, a small team has been working on a big idea, and they crossed out the word big, and they wrote in something else, so it says now a small team has been working on someone else's idea. Ooh, burns. Yeah. So another paragraph, it said, "Another way to interpret this, Facebook is out of ideas. In its view, nobody else because without Facebook, an innovation doesn't matter. An idea isn't big, or a big idea. Wait, how is this? An idea isn't a big idea until it's on Facebook, the real internet, with its billions graphed out users. Facebook's own innovations, like graph search, are limited by the same skewed perspective. They're all based on the premise that people want more Facebook."
Right.
So hopefully you can tell how I feel about their latest announcement.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough. I like the community on Vine a lot more. I think the forced 6-second videos, it's interesting because this is the comparison one is. So, yeah, it's basically Vine for Instagram, which is a subsidiary of Facebook, so it's Vine for Facebook. Vine is a subsidiary of Twitter, so it's kind of the two big dogs are having a proxy war, which is pretty fun from that perspective. So the video length, the big difference is video length, 15 seconds on Instagram versus 6 seconds on Vine. Filters, which I think is a mistake. Filters, Instagram yes, Vine no.
Really?
Awesome.
Really? You don't think filters is a mistake, huh?
No. I think filters is fine. I'm just not that – it doesn't thrill me. I think it's the video length that's a mistake. But it's I think it makes it clearly a different service. I think Facebook did it because they're trying to show off their technological prowess. I think the 6-second videos are way funnier, which is what I will once a day look at all the new videos on Vine and laugh my head off because of all the funny people I follow. And watching them come up with something funny in 6 seconds, it's all slapstick. Whereas 15 seconds gives you just enough time to actually develop something, and so it doesn't happen as quickly. It's not quite as exciting. And the other thing is that because you have 15 seconds, and they give you a little more editing ability, it really kind of forces it allows creators to create fewer higher quality videos, which is not why I'm there. I want 8 6-second stupid funny videos, and it's the classic video, or what's that one movie? I don't know if you've ever seen it. Idiocracy. Have you ever seen Idiocracy? It's a brilliant movie about the future of humanity, where the premise is that smart people don't reproduce and stupid people reproduce. And so
I've heard about this recently. Was it you? Were we talking about this last week?
I don't think so. I think
someone else was.
Probably. It's a brilliant movie, and it's really funny.
What's it called again?
Idiocracy. It's kind of rowdy. There's some pretty stiff language, but the argument that are in it, it's almost necessary, because the whole argument is that as society becomes dumber and less classy, it becomes, you know, a little more rowdy, and so they do have there's some strong language, but that's about as bad as it gets from a not safe for children perspective. But the one of the most popular TV show is called Ouch My Balls. It's basically videos of this dude getting kicked in the balls and hit in the balls, and you're just like, what the heck? And it's like, and the guy on the couch just laughing the whole time. And when I watch Vine videos, I feel like that's what I'm watching. But it's funny. So one of the editing tools that I like is that, you know, like, it's the whole you release videos and you can pause and play and stuff. And one of the things that Instagram do is that when you do that break video, if you take your finger off, you can go back and delete the last clip. So you can do like three takes of something and then do the last clip a few times. And so it's if you want to get the right reaction or whatever, it just gives it a little more editing ability, which is actually a cool feature. I think front facing camera, yeah, they both allow it. You can't import videos, which I have a love-hate relationship with that.
Yeah.
You know, if I want to import videos, I should put it on Facebook, I guess. But I like the idea of I wish if Instagram allowed me to import videos, even just 15-second videos, I actually think it would be a significantly different enough service where I think it would be successful. But it's the fact that both of them are considered creation, whereas to me, Instagram is not a creation tool. It's a sharing tool.
And what was crazy about Instagram is I remember I read this article and it said the dirty secret behind the best Instagrammers, because, you know, back when they had like favorites and stuff, you know, tops and whatever, was that they didn't an Instagram. They took it with the camera and then they had different app, you know, editing and filters. Then they had it the way they wanted. Then they uploaded it to Instagram and didn't put any filter. And, you know, and everyone was like, these are amazing. You're like, well, yeah, because I did a real HDR photo and imported it. And that's why it looks like amazing HDR. And they were like, that was the secret, which I immediately, and then they listed a whole bunch of the top apps and I went and tried them and, you know, downloaded my own Camera Plus, pretty awesome. And, you know, and did that. And I'm kind of like, man, there's gotta be something similar for video where people, you're going to have professional videographers who are like, no, I want to pull in like the real deal. Give me the creative stuff. I'm okay if you crop it down to a square, but let me add my filters. Let me add my special effects. Let me add voiceover. You know, let me do all those things that make a great video. You know, let me draw a, you know, do a 15-second animated video.
Yeah, exactly.
Upload that. And, you know, I think I it's got to be just a technical thing, right? Where importing a video like that has got to be
I don't think that's what it is. I think Vine decided, well, number one, you don't have to build in any editing software.
Vine first launched, they didn't include the front-facing camera. And to me was like, wow, that feels like something you should do. I feel like they were like, let's just get it out there. Let's get feedback.
That's exactly what I mean. And because they put all these different limitations on it, like they didn't allow uploading, they didn't allow, but it was basically, it had one functionality. You hit the button and it records until you take your finger off. And then after 6 seconds of it posts, there's no editing. There's absolutely no editing. And it's just a super simple, it records and then it posts. It's a crazy simple app. And in a lot of ways, like broken in its simplicity, like we talked about the other week, where they uploaded the entire Rickroll and Rick Astley, and you sit there and you go, it's because of that simplicity that it forced a community to, you know, you. A lot of times, the best creativity comes from constraints. Why was Jaws so great? It's because the shark that they wanted to show was broken, so they had to do a lot of tricks to imply that there was a shark, which was way scarier than actually showing the shark. And so it ended up being this great movie because of the constraints. And this is one of those cases where Vine is all about constraints, whereas I think of Instagram, they tried to open it up, like keep some of the constraints. And so it walks this classic Facebook style. It walks this weird like line of, instead of being all one thing or all the other, and since it can't be the one thing that they're copying, they don't go all the way to the other and they miss the boat. And I feel like it's not going to take off because the problem, you know, the only thing it's got going for it is I got way more followers on Instagram. So I'm more inclined to push it onto Instagram, except that it's super easy to publish it to Facebook and Twitter and everything else through Vine. So I, you know, most of my videos that I want to share, I do share. And anybody who follows me on the Twitter will see it. And so I get there like, you know, image stabilization, Instagram's got image stabilization, which is pretty cool. Drafts is coming soon, according to Vine. Save to the camera roll, they both let you do that.
Well, I still, man, I come back to your whole, like, the sharing thing. Technically, Instagram allows you to share to more places, but I think Vine does a better job of sharing. Because they were talking about, like, just a simple one, Instagram doesn't allow embedding. Which I'm like, that's so stupid, you know? You should allow embedding just like you would with a photo. But they also don't allow embedding on Twitter with photos, and which is a total loss, but...
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I think there's a lot of different technical issues there that they're dealing with, trying to figure out how to handle that much data, which I understand, and I don't want to give that short shrift. You know, there's especially Twitter. You know, is the king of knowing what happens when you open up too many venues at the same time and your servers can't handle it. So I think they're very cautious whenever they create a new service, that they realize that if they can't get to the scale, it causes more problems than good. And so Vine is intentionally constrained because they're afraid of scale, and that's been a big part of their stepping stone. Whereas Facebook, I think they know how to do scale. I think they could do scale, and I think if they just sharing videos, like sharing photos, and included a really simple editing app in the tool, I think they're making a mistake. And they're opening themselves up where it's like, you know, instead of getting a big user base, the only thing is that Instagram's already got a big user base, and all they've done is now giving you something where they're not necessarily going to cede more and more territory to Vine. If you're not already on Vine, you're not necessarily going to jump over there. And until until one of them really allows you to expand, you know, or to start uploading your videos, I don't think one of them is going to be the clear, you know, you're not going to have another arms race. But as soon as one of them opens up the functionality, the other will. I'm just surprised that Facebook didn't do it, because I think they could, and I think they could actually do damage to Vine, or at least acknowledge the fact that they're two different things. They're two different services that are very similar and a crossover, but they're two different things with two different services and two different communities, and that they both can, quote, coexist. But Facebook wants to kill Vine, which I think they're wrong, man. I just think that I think they can't do that. And they're going to, instead of turning it into a great service that really gets even more people on Instagram, they're just getting criticism, and it's actually driving people to check out Vine, because if people hear me say, dude, there's so many funny people on Vine, and they go, well, who do you follow? And I go, well, you know, the guy who does, what's the one manly meal thing?
Manly meal?
What's his name? Oh, shoot. Okay.
Is there any way for me to see who you are following?
Yeah, if you just go to my Vine account, you should be. It's just like Twitter. Really? You can see who I'm following.
I've done 8 posts and I've liked 3. I'm pretty. So you're following. There you are, Matthew Dean Furlow. Who are you following? Candles won't go out. How do I tell who you're following? Oh, following. Following 11 people. Wow.
Yeah, I'm not Epic Meal Time. That's what it is. See, yeah, I only follow like 2 funny people, right? Like 3 funny people. But they put so many
Epic
videos
in. Epic Meal Time's pretty funny?
Oh, dude, Epic Mealtime is amazing.
Wait, I don't see him.
Great. It's the main dude of Epic Mealtime. His name is Harley Morstein.
Oh, I see it. Done.
But he does that.
Anybody else? Who else is funny? Who else?
The other one that I like to follow that he's pretty funny is Casey James. He's pretty good. Jordan Burt are the. Jordan Burt doesn't post as much. Casey James posts all the time, but those three are pretty funny.
Okay, done.
And they will fill up your Vine feed too. That's the best part, is they make so many videos you don't even need to worry about it. But
perfect.
I'm always on the. If anybody's got suggestions, don't be afraid to comment on us, because I like to look for more. But I shrug my shoulders and I go, I think you're they're actually causing more chatter about Vine, as people are going, well, why would I go to Vine now? And then people like me go, because there's some great creators and there's already an amazing thriving community on there that's worth your time. And they go, oh, I'll check it out. And so they check out Vine instead of Instagram, because it's, I don't know. I think this is one of those classic Facebook just trying to catch somebody before they get, you know, so far ahead that they can't catch up. And in so doing, they drive more people to talk about it. Because we didn't really talk about Snapchat until Poke came out. And I use Snapchat as the
right now.
You know, and it's the Facebook effect, in effect, but against Facebook.
Which is interesting. Another article that was talking about is Mark Zuckerberg the new Bill Gates? Because of these actions, and they're like, and not just because they're both Harvard dropouts, but they were like, you know, it's a similar deal where Gates would see something cool and they would just announce that they're working on it, and they'd watch the stocks tumble. You know, they got in trouble and stuff. But at the time, they were like, Microsoft could get away with that because they had a monopoly. They were the single operating system. And so, you know, when they said it, everyone was like, well, gosh, I'm already on it. And they were saying that the big difference between Facebook and Microsoft is that Facebook isn't the one ecosystem. Okay, yeah, sure. They're the friend graph and your friend, the feed of your friends. But the operating systems are very different. You know, they don't own the operating system at all. And there are other sharing services like Twitter out there that are holding their own. They were just like, yeah, he's in some ways playing very much the way that Bill would, which that is just a creepy picture of Bill Gates.
Right.
He's like, it's the kind of picture you would expect Steve Jobs to be in, where he's like side saddle on his desk on top of him, like this seductive look, but it's Bill Gates. So you're just like,
he just comes off as a total creeper. Those eyes, oh man.
So they were saying, like, you know, so he's trying to do some of these things, but it's probably not going to work as well just because they don't have the monopolistic power that's kind of required to get away with some of the stuff they're doing. They're just ticking off users and showing us that, they don't necessarily have our best interest in mind.
Right. I really do think they do themselves more harm than good with this sort of thing. I mean, clearly with Snapchat they did. They drove more people to Snapchat. Snapchat is thriving today because Facebook tried to attack it and lost. And what it does is every time that happens, every time the giant loses, it gives the next company that much more incentive to say, no, you can't beat us. And so if you want to buy us, it's going to cost you $2 billion. We buy Instagram for $1 billion, I know. That's why we're worth two. You know.
Well,
and
I think they said they tried to buy Twitter for $500 million back in the day, and that didn't work out so great. And they copied Foursquare, and ultimately they got out of the check-in and switched it to just location status updates. But no, there's I don't know. On the other hand, it's kind of like if they didn't do this kind of stuff, you'd be like, man, what are you guys working on? What are you doing over there? How are you staying relevant? Because these services are taking off and you need to have them.
Well, it just kind of would be nice if
they were leading the forefront of it. You know, what's the next thing that Facebook comes up with where we go, oh, wow, this is cool, this is awesome?
Yeah, that's a big thing. That is a big thing. They got these, like, brilliant engineers. They can obviously pump out these services in weeks, and, you know, but they don't ever come up with new ideas. And the other thing
is Crash search.
Yeah, I know.
Amazing.
Yay. And the problem that I have is that it's like, on one hand, you've got the fact that they don't come up with new ideas. They don't really push the envelope on this sort of thing. They don't push the envelope on new technology, and they don't excite people about their services. And then on the other hand, when they do attack competition, they don't do it ruthlessly and brutally, and they don't just, you know, they don't do the obvious of let users upload videos. You know, there's already a community for sharing. That's already part of the functionality. Let me do my editing outside of it. Let me post videos. What the heck? You know, just make it a 12-second limit and have a little bar thing that I drag back and forth and I can pinch and squeeze to tell you how much of the video I want to post. You know, and then they'll shrug their shoulders and go, well, that's what YouTube's for. You're like, but don't make it YouTube. Make it 12 seconds. Give me just enough of a constraint. And I think that you could actually build up that, I don't know. It just is. And maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's the problem, is that they shrug their shoulders and they go, on one hand you got YouTube, and the other hand you got Vine. We're not going to fight with YouTube. That's stupid. And, you know, but we have a chance with Vine, so we'll just take them on. We'll see what we do. And they were going to win if we didn't compete. And if they win because we do compete, well, at least we compete. We try. You know, and maybe that's their attitude. And it's they don't really care if they lose, because they are, if they didn't try, they were going to lose anyways. So, I don't know. It just, I feel like they missed the obvious ones, and, you know, where they, the obvious next feature that everybody wants from Vine that they could do because they can do scale, and they skipped it because, for whatever reason, they decided it wasn't worth adding that functionality. Vine hadn't shown them how to do it yet, so they weren't going to do it. You know, in classic anti-Apple fare, you know, Apple hasn't shown you how to do multitasking yet, so you haven't done multitasking. Whatever stupid excuse, you know. Whatever.
So you're sticking with Vine. That's what I'm hearing.
Well, it's fun. Yeah, probably. Probably. I think I like Instagram because of its editing capabilities, but I think I'll stick with Vine on a whole. But.
Okay. You're allowed to do that.
Thank you. I appreciate you giving me permission. You'll probably
really
stick with Instagram.
Video.
Yeah. I understand.
Maybe. Actually, I haven't done a video yet on Instagram, so...
Yeah. Did you see my video on Instagram?
Yeah, I think I did. It was unmemorable, but...
What? Everybody has seen it, but I know they're like, well, that's really funny. That's awesome. The habanero?
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Oh, wow. But it was unmemorable. Jerk.
Well, I had to... Well, I remember it now. Yeah, that was on Instagram, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It harkened me back to childhood days of listening to you eat.
Oh, yes. Dude, I listened to it, and I was like, it annoyed me watching the video, but I was like, I was probably, number one, I felt like that was part of the charm of it, and number two, I had just eaten a habanero, and although I had another one sitting next to me, I wasn't about to eat another one right then. So I was like, you know what, this is the one. I could do it without all the lip smacking, but it's too bad, so sad. I'm posting this one.
I watched that and went, no. Gross.
Gross. Did you even finish the video? The best is at the end.
I did. But I'm your brother. I struggle with those things.
I know.
I'm allowed to.
I know. Like I said, it annoyed me too.
I didn't think you were wearing a shirt either.
What? No, I was
wearing
a shirt.
I don't know.
I was wearing a white shirt in a whitewashed lighting setting, so it meant it looked like I was bare chested, but I was wearing my undershirt. I just gotten working out. I was in the mood for a habanero, so I went and ate one. I don't understand why my brain does it to me sometimes. No, that sounds good. Incredible amounts of pain for the next 4 hours.
I like it. Speaking of incredible amounts of pain, I don't know.
I'm going to say, I wanted to see where you went with that one.
Speaking of, I just went, this would be a really awesome transition if I can pull it off.
Yeah.
I was like, and speaking of incredible amounts of pain, LG is making new displays that can take an incredible amount of pressure.
Ooh, yeah.
Because they're bendable. Which we've talked about this before, but LG is, they're getting ready to like actually mass produce flexible displays.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Have they decided what they're going to do with them yet? Produce them? Hope somebody else figures it out?
It sounds like they might put the Galaxy Note 3. Oh, no, they were going to, but now they can't because of mainstream issues.
Their hope is that they're
going to make a ton of them, and
somebody will figure out what to do with it.
That is some phones, and yeah.
I still think that the idea of a flexible screen, the cool part about it to me, yeah, the cool thing to me is the fact that you can do static shapes. You know, I think there's a lot of like this idea of like roll-up scroll screens or flexible screens, and I don't get the feeling that there's a lot of desire for that, because number one, I guarantee they can't take as much of a beating as we can supply. You know, think about what we do with a piece of paper on a regular basis. And you want to submit an OLED screen to that same list until you can crease one and, you know, fold it over on itself 7 times and have it still function without any creases. I think that or have them be completely disposable, so cheap that they just, they're just, you know, it's dumb. The cool thing that you can do with them, and what I like that you can do with them, is that you can embed them into different shapes. You know, you can really do unique screen surfaces, which there might be a market for that, but I'm not sure what that market is, and I'm not sure who could, you know, who's going to do what with it. But I think at this point, it's like we, you know, until somebody really comes up with an idea that requires a very flexible screen, A, or B, a permanently contorted screen where there's a real advantage to it, I don't think that you're going to sell very many of these. And maybe somebody out there has a cool idea that's like, it's just going to blow my mind. But it's all of our thinking and all of our creativity for the past, you know, when was TV invented? Early, you know.
A while ago.
It's weird. I have no idea when TV was invented. Well, really and truly, but since projection was invented, so you're projecting onto a screen. So really the advent of cinema, over 100 years ago, everything has been on flat, static screens, and as they got smaller and more mobile, they all stayed on flat, static screens, and they just became, the more mobile they became harder because, that's where the technology was going. Yeah, that's where the technology was, you know, it's easy to make something that's not flexible, but all of our creativity, all of our content, all of our thought processes are based on flat screens. And so until you get somebody, and I think that means that it's absolutely right for somebody to just make a killing. But you got to find the person that has an idea that requires it. You're not going to sell very many of them if somebody builds unique statues that look cool because they have an embedded flexible screen on them. That just using it isn't going to be unique enough to pump them out there. What you need is somebody with an idea already. Somebody who goes.
Well, it was the example I think of is Walt Disney with the Steam Willy cartoon, where not only was that the first cartoon to use sound effects, but they said that without sound, the cartoon made zero sense. It was a requirement to understand what was going on in the cartoon.
Exactly.
And they were like, they were intertwined because there had been tons of cartoons where there's music on top, so you weren't just like sitting in a, you know, in a very quiet stadium listening to people chew habaneros. you know, but this was the first one where you know, the sound meshed up, and it was integral to the movie. And that's what you're talking about here. It's one thing to be like, oh yeah, we have a screen, there's no way we made it flexible. It's another to be like, this would not make any sense unless it was flexible.
Yeah,
and you couldn't imagine any other way to do this.
And until you do that, you're not going to sell a lot of them, but the moment you do, you're going to sell a ton of them.
All right. Thinking caps on, man. What's a case where you're like, yeah, this has to be flexible, otherwise it makes no sense? What would be something like that?
What if you could make
screens that vibrated, which is a type of flexibility? Like, almost like stereo speakers. That'd be interesting.
A piezomatic surface. Yeah, that's out there. They're plastic membranes. You put a pulse to, and when you pulse it, it flexes and creates a vibration. So you can make these super flat speakers. So that's not an absurd idea. If you could embed that into a screen, so it's one and the same. But I still would ask the question of, what would you do with that? Would you just hold that in your hands and read it like a newspaper? Or, you know, not saying that that's not a good idea, that wouldn't be incorporated into something else, but I'm trying to think of, like, you know,
wearable tech, that's where watches and stuff.
Yeah, and maybe that is the answer, is wearable, is watches,
socks.
But I still wonder, like, what it's Apple's iWatch will certainly use OLED because it will be a curved surface across the wrist, almost certainly, and OLED is way more energy efficient. So it doesn't make sense for them to not use an OLED type screen, to use this exact technology in order to build an iWatch and give you the perks of that. That being said, okay, that's one use case, and that will help the industry. But you're still not talking about something that's integral. You're talking about something that's stylistic. It's a statue that has a screen on it. It doesn't change how it works. It just changes how it looks. And until you can change how it works, and I still think anybody who thinks that they're going to have a flexible screen that they pull out of a scroll and use that as a phone, is just, they don't understand what they're talking about. They haven't actually thought about the functionality and the day-to-day abuse that we put our mobile screens through in the form of our phones. I just don't think anything would survive that. We're talking about way more mechanical parts, and the simple truth is that mechanical things fail. That's where the biggest failures on devices occur. Cracked screens, broken buttons, And so now you're going to introduce an entire new gamut of mechanical components, things that can roll up and spring back, and not to mention a flexible screen that I guarantee you can break and doesn't have the support of the rest of the aluminum or plastic to keep it taut and protected. I don't know. I can't think of, I can't understand why that's such a great innovation over the modern screen, except that it can roll up and be smaller. But how much smaller do cell phones need to get? You know, that's the real thing.
Maybe the idea is the cell phone body stays the same size, but now you can fold it out to an iPad sheet of paper.
Yeah, maybe. But I think one of the big advantages of the iPad is that you can hold one corner of it, especially the iPad minis, you can hold one corner of it and have this surface that's static and holds the screen, because all of our content is designed to be looked at as a flat, static screen. So you'd have to come up with new content and a new way of interacting with it, because you're not going to put the thing down on a table like we're a piece of paper all the time. You know, I wonder, I don't know. I'm sure they've thought through all this stuff, but I just keep getting the feeling that they haven't thought through it. They keep hoping that if you build it, they will come. Build the technology, the ideas that you
got the dreams. We just need the field.
Right, so, I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, Q4. They're going to make 12,000 of them a month.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, we will. I'd be glad to be proven wrong on this. I'm never glad to be proven wrong, actually, but I think it would be cool if we found this. I hope somebody does figure it out, and I hope they figure it out soon. I just don't think they will.